Is it true that theology is a bad thing? Or is theology a good thing? And what is theology? Actually, the word theology, the word theo means God, and logi means study. So it's basically is to study on God. That means to study the Bible. And we are living in days where theology has become a bad word today. I know I went to a seminar where there were some Christian speakers, and they said, we don't want theology. And what we want is love. You know, the psalmist said, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? And, you know, theology, some people say they don't want theology because theology will bring divisions. Yes, it is true. Because 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Theology is studying word of God will divide what is the truth from error. If you remember when God created the heavens and the earth, He divided the light from darkness. Theology, when you study God's word, you come to know God who He is. The more you come to know God, you will know your own errors. So theology is basically studying the word of God. Theology is basically when you really come to know God more intimately. It's an intimate fellowship with God. If you remember Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, how Apostle Paul said his desire is to know God. And also Jesus said in John chapter 4 verse 23 to verse 24, we need to worship God in spirit and in truth. The truth is the word of God. And it's trusting God more. And if you remember how the Lord said, if you love me, you will obey me. And in the book of John, he said, if you love me, you will obey me. And he said, obedience is obeying his commandments, the word of God. And it is so important that for us to obey God, His word, as you know, to know the whole counsel of God. And Jesus, the great commission where He gave in Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 and 20 is that we are to go and teach what He taught us and to observe all the commandments and baptize and make disciples in all nations. How we are to teach unless from the Bible, the word of God. So it's so important that we need to understand that the word theology is a good one. It's to know God and to be with God and to have fellowship with God and to know what His will is for us. And many times we go into according to our own passions, our own feelings. But knowing God is the most important thing that we can do. It is so important to understand that Jesus Himself said in John chapter 17 verse 3, His high priestly prayer to God, when Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. So his desire is, Jesus' desire is that they may know God, the true God. And to how to know God is to know his will that is revealed in the Bible. Notice Jesus did not say that eternal life, you can find eternal life by discovering through education, some kind of a higher education, or going to a famous school, or knowing getting all the wealth, you know, or seeking pleasures and having material possessions, or through promotions, or having a beautiful house and all the things of the house and all the ambitions that you get and all the money, or getting a promotion in your job, or, you know, these are all vanities of vanities according to Ecclesiastes 1:2. And Jesus himself said in Luke chapter 12 verse 14, life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. So it is, even David realized, King David realized that real life does not come from the world or the kingdoms of this world. And as he said in Psalm chapter 36 verse 9, for with you is the fountain of life. It's to know God and to be with God and to study God's word, that is theology. And as his Paul said, theology is eternal life because theology is the study of God. The greatest thing, the most important thing of the Christian is to glorify God. But the majority of the people today, they do not live to glorify God. To glorify God, you need to study God. You need to know who He is. When you study of God's Word, then you will see that you're a sinner and that you were a fallen creature, that you have been away from God. When you come more and more closer to God, then you will see that you are a sinner. Remember Isaiah. When Isaiah, the great prophet, the spokesman of God's Word, and he was the best holy person in Israel who was the prophet of God. But when he saw God in Isaiah chapter 6, he saw the king on the throne. What did he say? Woe unto me. I'm a man of ruin. I'm a man of ruined lips. I'm ruin, woe unto me. And the more you come to God, the more you will see your sins. And so, how to glorify God? To glorify God, we need to study God's word. Then we will know who He is. We will exalt Him, glorify Him, magnify Him through the word of God. And the majority of people today, they'll just read the word as a ritual. And some will study the word just to give a sermon or a teaching. And they don't live the word. And, you know, they do not live to do God's will. The theology is not just head knowledge. When you really know God, it's your heart that will change. All what you have learned, it will apply into your lifestyle. That is true theology. Because the Bible is very clear, do not love the world or anything in this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, all the cravings of sinful man, the lust of the eyes, and the boasting what he has does not come from the Father, but from the world. The desires of the world will pass away, but the will of God will abide. The will of God will it lives forever. So it is important, as the Shorter Catechism says, man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. To glorify God, you need to know who He is. As Jesus said, learn of me, Matthew 11:29. You know, learn of me. The word learn there comes from the Greek word mathetes, means a learner. It means a disciple. Christians are disciples. And it is so important, as a disciple, we are to learn through the Word of God, learn of God. So, learning God is important, as, you know, the Bible is very clear. As when you learn of God, we can say, behold, what manner of love the God, the Father has bestowed or lavished upon us. He has called us the sons of God. And, you know, it is amazing when God, when we come to know God, when we realize that we were sinners, we were ruined, we were unworthy people who were going on our way to hell, and now we have come to know God, we can love Him, we can cherish Him, we can adore Him, we can worship Him in our life, and we can say, oh, what manner of love is this, that I was a sinner, now I belong to our Heavenly Father. Wow, this is finding God. This is knowing God. So, I really encourage everybody who is listening to this message that to study the Word of God. You know, who is God? Psalm 86:6-8 says, who is like God? There is no other. And He is the living God, Matthew 12:26-27. He is holy, He is righteous, Isaiah 6:1-5. And Deuteronomy 32:4. He is an eternal God, He is the first and the last. And He is the self-sufficient, independent in His will, independent in His power, He is immutable. And when we see this awesome, majestic God, there is humility in God's presence, and the true Christian will be miserable if you don't read the Word of God, if you don't truly study the Word of God. It's not a ritual, it's not a class, it is a lifestyle.